Coots of North Sound 2. And she moves in her own way. Now, something rather exciting is happening at the Lemon Tree this weekend. It's a virtual landscape theatre. And joining me this morning is Dave Miller from the Macaulay Institute. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Morning, Evelyn. Fine, thank you very much.
Now, tell us a little bit about this virtual landscape theatre.
Well, the landscape theatre is about 8 yards by 2 yards tall. It's a bit like a small IMAX theatre. And the idea is that people get an impression of what the landscape's like by being in it.
And what are you hoping to achieve this coming weekend in staging such an event like this?
Trying to involve people in some discussion about Aberdeen's future and its future landscapes. So those include some of the high-profile debates, such as reactions to the proposed offshore wind farm, for instance, in Aberdeen Bay, and give people a chance to tell us and record their opinions about what the landscape might look like, whether it's a park, their local park, or whether it's a city facility. So we want to involve people, and that's why we've organised the event and the event at Lemon Tree, which is a good central location.
So basically you're taking the future landscapes of Aberdeen into the heart of the city and trying to capture as many people as you can with this.
Yes, a cross-section. We've publicised it amongst schools and colleges, but also in a variety of other public fora and the libraries, and we're very keen to get anyone to come along to partly be involved in our programme of research, which is funded by the Scottish Executive, so gives people a chance to see what their money's being invested in, but it also gives them a chance to air their opinions. And in the model, in the way we use the model, people can move features around. So, for instance, they can move a wind turbine in the landscape and then tell us whether it's in a better or worse position.
I mean, how far into the environmental future are you going with this project?
Credibly, it's only over the next 5 to 10 years, because something like the renewable energy debate and the opportunity to change the landscapes means that we can really only do things that people could envisage. But one of the values of these virtual reality type technologies is that we could look into landscapes of a future that we would never ourselves see. So if climate change was to lead to a lot of variation in vegetation for the future and significant changes in the environment that we ourselves might not see, well, we might want to express an opinion on what would be there for future generations. And that's where the computer modelling of landscapes can be of particular value.
And how long did it take to actually plan this particular project?
We've been planning this for quite some months, but it fits into a bigger programme of research into public values and attitudes towards urban and rural landscapes. We tried the same approach last year in Huntley, so we've had some experience on running this in the rural areas with rural example. And this year, trying the urban environment, we're learning our lessons and feeding back in some of the opinions and reactions to people that they gave us last year.
I mean, do you feel yourself that we're becoming more and more environmentally aware, or do we need a little bit of prompting in that area?
No, I think we are becoming, as a society and as individuals, a lot more environmentally aware. The discussions about heating and lighting and conservation of energy and some of the other debates about the pricing of those has put it very much to the fore in public consciousness. The pros and cons about how we do individual things, of course, that's for people to come up with their own opinions on, but then we all share the implications of our choices, and the wind farm debate, therefore, is one of those, because some people like them and argue in favour because of the advantages they might have to the environment for offsetting climate change. Other people are dead against because they see it as a negative in the environment.
As opposed to perhaps a wind farm not particularly looking that pretty stuck in the middle of a field. But I actually personally don't know that much about wind farms, but can you see it becoming more and more of a something in the future that we'll be sort of making the benefit of more and more?
Almost certainly there'll be more wind farms. There'll also be other ways of looking at generating renewable energy. And here in Aberdeen, we've got a lot of expertise on, for instance, the tidal power options for generation, which our co-organisers of this event at Robert Gordon have some considerable experience in. But the prospect of more renewable energy and generating it through wind turbines does lead us then to ask, well, is it more and larger wind farms or very small domestic options? and there'll be a mix, I'm sure. The opportunity here is for people to air some of their views while manoeuvring wind turbines in a harmless environment, in an artificial environment.
And the good thing is that you have a sort of a voting procedure taking place, don't you?
That's right. That gives people an opportunity to actually record an opinion. I should say it's not part of the formal planning process for this wind farm, just in case anyone misunderstands that. But it does give us some evidence to go back to the planners and decision makers and say, well, people liked this option and were less enthusiastic about another one. And it's another means of engagement. Our experience over the last year or so is that people like using some of these sorts of tools because it gives them some feel for involvement. And it can be quite interesting in the results. If, for instance, we have five people and we can ask them, do you like it a lot? Do you like it not a lot at all? And we get five different answers from the same audience. That gives us a great opportunity to debate with them. Why did some really like it and some really did not like it? So it encourages the discussion, and that's why their focus is on people and their involvement.
So you're really covering all bases, the education, the information, and who knows, some inspiration for future generations as well.
Well, hopefully both. The involvement side, we're encouraging younger people to come along as well as anything else, because it'll be them that experience the landscape as we design it and implement it today. So in 25 years, it'll be them that are living with a good deal more of our decisions. But everyone should have an opportunity to engage in the debate. And that's been hugely exciting for us as researchers. And it feeds into the research as well.
So Dave, where can, well, we know it's at the Lemon Tree, but tell us a little bit about what we can expect this weekend, time-wise, etc.
Well, from Friday till Sunday, we're open from about 10 till 5 each of the days. It's free entry, so everyone's welcome. We're focusing on this mini IMAX theatre with a model of the Aberdeen Links and the Aberdeen Bay. We've also got model of the Castle Gate and of Golden Square as it is now and how it could be, give people a chance to move things around in the Golden Square environment. But we've also got some other surveys. We've got some aerial photographs of the city that allow you to zoom right down into your back garden and see your back door. And that gives people a chance to learn a bit more about their local city and local environment. And in the parks, what is in the park? And we've got a few competitions that people can enter in relation to that as well.
And the wearing of green wellies is strictly optional, is it?
Probably banned in the wee theatre in the Lemon Tree, I suspect.
Dave Miller, good luck with the Virtual Landscape Theatre at the Lemon Tree this weekend. Thank you for popping in.
Thank you very much.